Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening and welcome. This is not the EGX podcast for 2020 or 2019. It's that year, which just happens to be 20 and be awful. And every year at EGX in London or Birmingham or wherever it may be, we get together in this big unruly group in a hotel room with several microphones that one man from Northern Ireland packs into hand luggage and brings them to the UK. And we all sit around and chat about things that are going on at the show. Unfortunately, this year, EGX ain't on. Don't know why. Can't work out why that is. But we thought we would do the chat anyway. And I am joined tonight. My name is Robin Tate. I'm in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. I am joined by 8 other people tonight. Adamski, Chinny, Real Pete Chin, Chris MGW. We've got Stu, we've got Duke in America.
King Duke, yeah.
Freever in Canada, and Murphy's Law, who's in severe lockdown.
You Canadians are all the same with your...
I need to ask everybody to self-quarantine, please.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we want to chat about last year a little bit and the things that happened at the EGX 2019, because we had Big Brother House. I think everybody pretty much in the group here was at the house at some stage or another. And it's freewheeling. It's a free format. We're part of the VGHub.net group of podcasts, which include Boss Wave, Veteran Gamers, the Overseas Connection
podcast. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net.
And the Seal podcast, amongst others. So enjoy. There's no format. We're just going to sit back. It'll end when it ends. We'll throw some bits and pieces of photographs up that we all have from last year, and let's start and just have a chat. Have a chat, Mike. Why are you wearing a mask?
I don't trust Discord. I think Discord was invented by the people that started COVID, and I think
that's called China.
China, you know, it started
it was
there.
The pangolins.
It started there. I don't want to say where, but it started there. And so I'm wearing a mask. So I don't trust you guys. You know, I've been in a house with you a year ago. I've seen Bongo's penis. I know what you guys are carrying. So I don't trust you guys on this call. So I thought I'd wear a mask. So apologies to the listeners. So if you're looking forward to a show where we're going to talk about video games, this isn't that show, I'm afraid.
No. Well, we might talk a little bit about video games.
You might talk a little bit about video games.
I might talk a little bit about video games. Just because you don't want to, I might want to.
I don't know. So Bongo's got some photos in the background here of last year's shenanigans.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's been a year. If only we had some sort of video
to remember
the event.
If only somebody was walking around with a camera the entire time.
If only that person had that. Yeah, I haven't done it because I'm lazy.
Why not? I mean, let's be honest here, Chini, right? No, I'm not like casting aspersions or anything. That's quite a good phrase, by the way.
Yeah, that's all you do is cast aspersions.
But you were not necessarily furloughed, but you know, at the beginning of all this shit, you had time on your hands.
And no, I've never stopped working, Stu. So I know what you're talking about.
I know you didn't, but you were working a little bit less, shall we say. So you did have extra time.
No, less than usual, which isn't saying much for me. The amount of work it was probably equal to the amount of work I did before lockdown. But granted, that's not a lot of work.
Oh my God. You're a nightmare. You really are a nightmare. Yeah. Okay, look, last year was historic. So last year we had people not just from the UK, but we had people from all over the world coming. Fraser came over. Gary came over. Greg came over. Who else was for far?
You came over.
So the week started, you know, a bit differently for all of us. If we can maybe just rattle through. So I don't know those photographs, you can see them or not. But the week started with Greg arriving in Ireland for me. And a few days there, we're seeing DeLacy Castle. Oh, there he is. There's Antonio. I don't recognize that chest anywhere.
Antonio.
What's popping, everybody?
Hey. Hi,
everybody.
Antonio. And we've done a quick tour of Ireland. So the first
place
DeLacy Castle. Yeah, Greg, you're related there somehow. You own this castle?
Yes. Yes. It's a family castle. Literally family castle. My ancestors created it. Castle Trim, for those wondering. I didn't get keys. Apparently I still was not allowed to own anything.
I've come to see the tapestries.
It'll look lovely when it's finished.
Yeah, exactly. I was a little bit disappointed in the state of the castle. I have to admit, they weren't keeping things up. And then my Ireland trip quickly became a Game of Thrones tour.
It did, and yes.
That was a lot. I saw a lot of Game of Thrones in Ireland.
In one day.
And I also will just freely say this right now. Driving with Robin down those narrow roads in Ireland was scary as hell.
We have a schedule.
Yeah.
So I was going to say about that, Bongo, because Greg, your trip with Bongo in Ireland was very scheduled, very planned, very organized. And I wanted to get your feedback, because you never really told me the truth on how organized you thought my side of the bargain was when I showed you around London. How did that go?
You know, from an organization standpoint, I think there was some equal amounts of organization, to be honest. Mike, I felt there was organization to when I was kind of dumped off in London. Robin literally kicked me out of Ireland and said, you got to go to London now. And so I show up in London.
And I was there, right? I was there ready to go waiting for you.
Absolutely. There was no waiting at all on my end.
It's not like I was an hour late because I misheard the time.
Well-oiled machine. Yeah. And, you know, I think the only thing that really differed between my time with Robin and the tour he gave me and the time with you and your brother was the level of factual accuracy to the trip.
Yeah, but let me ask you, Greg. Let me ask you, Greg, though. Was Chini's inaccurate descriptions of stuff more interesting?
Possibly.
Hold on. Can we stop on that image there? So Bongo's put an image on the screen.
Oh.
That.
Yeah. We were supposed to not show this, Bongo.
It looks like you've just joined a gay sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty much what happened.
That was afterwards. I'm so happy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we went to a spa, as all gay couples do. So, what do you think?
The best part about this spa trip, so over here, when I hear a spa, I think massage. I think, you know, just relaxing, getting in like an hour-long massage, that kind of thing. And Robin tells me, no, we're going to spend time in a pool together.
Yeah.
This is your hotel room? I got photographs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So this was the – granted – we were right in downtown London. Mike
right in London.
Is that
a pod? What is that?
It is. It kind of is like a pod. It was the smallest hotel room I have ever been in. I mean, I literally. So taking that picture, you're at the door into the room, and if you turn to the right, there's what looks like a closet, but it's actually your shower and toilet all in one little vestibule.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
good word.
There was no closet. There was no place to actually put your bags.
No. You just put it on the bed and slept on the bed with all your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we was right in London, Greg. I want to emphasize we would have paid a lot of more money.
Can I just check something here? I just need to clarify something here with you, Greg.
You clarify what you need to clarify.
Did Chini, by any chance, either recommend or book this for you?
He did.
Weird, because when I went to see him in Wolverhampton, he recommended somewhere for me as well.
No way. Stu Farner, no way. What was the hotel called? The Beaver? It had cracks. It had cellophane for windows.
I love the beaver.
The beaver was great. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
You want to try that place in Wolverhampton, Genie made me go to.
Pete, did you have any thoughts on the hotel room in London?
There was a gym close by.
There was a gym close by.
Yeah, there was a pool. It was just comfortable. It was I don't know. It was sufficient.
It was.
Yeah, it was all right for what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The swim was good though. I enjoyed going swimming.
So you disappeared off from me after a 2 or 3 days. I thought you were going to be with me longer. You came and stayed at our house here, then you buggered off. I threw you on a plane.
Right. Of course. By the way, that was because you said you had work to do. So you kicked me out of Ireland.
Awkward. Awkward. He didn't have work to do. Oh, that's really awkward. Yeah.
I couldn't have fitted more into your anus, into your time, than what we did. Okay. So then you went over to Mike, and then you've done a whistle stop tour of anywhere he walked. Is that about right? Yeah.
No, we went to the Tower of London. Okay. We went to the Tower of London, and we looked at the things and stuff. And
did you go on the really slow conveyor belt round the Crown Jewels? Did you do that?
Yeah, we did that. We did that. We went by the Crown Jewels. I said to Greg, these were flown in from Spain in 1906X, they were brought over by William the Conqueror the Sixth from Japan.
I get it now.
And
I'm liking this. I think this is the best way to do this.
You know, stuff like that, right? And
it
then
was, yeah.
And then Princess Diana, famously, she was a British spy, and she was killed because of her spy work. It's just all accurate information, you know, just all bang on stuff. You'll catch up on the Crown. It'll all be in that show soon. And then we went on the Jack the Ripper tour, which is probably the best moment of the whole trip.
That was epic. Jack the Ripper tour. So Chinny is all excited. Like he books us a Jack the Ripper tour.
Booked a Jack
and
the
he's
Ripper.
Like, he's like, you know what? You know, this is going to be like, this will be fun. And so we get, and we're like, well, where do we go? And he's like, well, we're supposed to meet up at a pub around, I forgot what time it was, or something. It was like 8:30 at night, somewhere around there.
Something like that. Yeah.
And so we're like, all right. So we show up and there's like nobody there. Well, we see people waiting around, but there's no like tour guide looking kind of person. And, so we're waiting, and we're getting friendly with everybody there. Well, it turns out we don't know what happened to the tour guide. It never showed up. We end up going pub hopping with a bunch of other people we met, a couple of people from America. I think there were some other locals in the UK, if I'm not...
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it salvaged into a good night. Don't get me wrong.
We salvaged it, didn't we? It turned into a good... It was a disaster. But
did you ever get your money back from that?
I never checked, to be honest. But
that's probably a no.
No, but we did the flight club as well. We did the darts thing. That was really good. So and we played with two friendly guys, and then I later found out they were really friendly because they were on cocaine. So that was also a nice little highlight of the trip. If you don't experience people on cocaine, then you're not in London, Greg. You know what I mean? Like everybody's on cocaine in London.
Totally true.
That is true. So then we had to start the whole EGX Big Brother tour, didn't we? But the house was good. I was happy with the house.
Yes. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It was great.
I was excited that I was not sleeping next to a wall. So that was
the house. Yeah. The house.
Speaking of excited, I want everyone to know that I just fixed my printer. So.
Well Woo-hoo! Done, dude. Yeah.
What was the matter?
Duke couldn't get a printer.
What was the matter? I don't know what was the matter. Nobody knows. The HP printers just suddenly decided to stop working, and I managed to get it sorted out. So now let's never talk about it again. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Did you? Just
shut up, Stuart. No, stop.
Just asking.
Stop. That's the sound of smarmy humor. Like I asked that question that really made him triggered.
So just edit the registry. You'll be all right. Go on.
So have we missed EGX this year? Everybody just put that out.
Oh yeah, I was crying my eyes out.
I thought that it was around. Yeah.
Didn't they do a virtual EGX?
Yeah.
Wasn't that
a
thing? Did it actually happen?
Sort of.
Yeah, sure. I watched like one thing, like seminar thing they did about cosplay for 5 minutes. I was like, oh, all right, cool.
That sounds.
Oh, we missed the cosplay, Fraser.
The best part of every EGX.
I would return for that.
Yeah. Fraser Moore.
What would you cosplay as, Fraser?
And everything. Just Fraser. Can I just say, I'm assuming there's probably some cosplay stuff goes on in Canada. You know, save you the trip.
Yeah, they cosplay as moose.
I've seen cosplayers actually here. Yeah, I remember walking in Toronto and I remember seeing some cosplayers. So yeah, it does. Yeah, there's a massive manga thing going on in Comic Cons. Yeah,
Fraser. Manga,
whatever.
Manga.
Who Antonio, cares? Please tell him.
Hang on a second.
It's an air.
Actually, GH Rocker's in here. Is it? Yes. What is it?
I switch between because I've been heralded for saying both and I hate it for saying both. So don't deal with manga fans. Manga fans. There you go.
Okay.
Just don't bother.
You know what? I don't. It means so little to me.
Just make sure you don't mispronounce Nurato, because then he'll get really.
I'll say it however you like, dude. Yeah. Manga.
Nurato. Just make sure you pronounce
it. Is it Nurato?
Yes.
Is that right,
yes.
Antonio?
Oh, don't even start.
I am trolling Antonio now. See, that's how you know I'm in a better mood now, because I'm trolling people.
Trolling.
Hooray!
So we didn't go to the virtual EGX, I'm guessing, then? Apart from...
Of course we didn't.
No, Joe, I missed this get-together. I don't know if I was in the mood for it this year or not. I thought, you know, if it just had been on, if that was the only thing that was on this year, it would have been a great escape. But it's been a crappy year.
It's been weird. I mean, it's been weird.
So
because
let's hope we can put some of this stuff.
This all this shit basically started. I blame Chinny for the whole COVID thing completely.
Yeah, I thought you would. Yeah.
Because this all. I know. Yeah, it's not China. It's Chinny. You see, it's similar. It sounds similar. To be honest,
it
felt almost the same.
Yeah.
But this all started when we arranged our like get together at the arcade club, and then literally a week later, all this stuff started.
You remember when it started? And people, I had friends who were planning on going on a cruise, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll delay the cruise about a month. We'll probably be ready." Yeah. You're gonna delay it a month.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, and I remember I phoned him, and I'm like, "Chinny, I think we might have to cancel it because I'm a bit worried people are booking hotels and stuff." You know, and they're getting those non-refund deals because they're cheaper. I think, you know, I don't want people losing money because we suddenly can't go. And then, hell, could we not go?
I'm just grateful that we did it last year because, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine. Wow.
Imagine if we'd have gone, oh, no, we'll do it next year. Greg arranged to come.
Yeah.
You know, at least like we arranged it on the right year, you know.
The girls on the screen right now, I mean, I wonder what they're doing this
year.
Why
is it paused on that particular picture there, Bongo?
Because we were talking about cosplay a second ago. I mean, I wonder what they're doing. I mean, they're not dressed up in Lycra.
You don't know that. So, maybe they are. They might not having a virtual cosplay competition.
Yeah, they might be doing it online and stuff.
John Mouse in the chat says, this is like when all the Avengers get together, but Stu is also here. So Stu is like...
Don't be fucking rude.
Stu is like the Stu's like Nighthawk of the Avengers, isn't he?
Ant-Man, because I think Ant-Man's less interesting than anyone else. Yeah. Why am I saying that? What the hell?
Then you shall be henceforth known as Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
There's a great bunch. Tonight, we don't have Phil on the show tonight here, and we don't have Mark, or Mark's son. And there's some great characters here, Jay. And we have, of course, our little buddy, Gary.
Yes.
And we miss Gary dearly, you know?
Hey, speaking of Gary, real quickly, just a quick plug for Extra Life. So the entire team this year has already raised $6,913.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Gary's memorial page in particular ended up raising $2,857. So,
well, I'm going to do it on the 5th of December, Greg.
Yes.
So I'm going to, I don't know, who does the Gary Lever page? Who manages that?
That's me.
Right. Put it here now. Let's up the fucking goal.
Okay.
Right. And I'm going to try and hit it on the 5th of December.
What are we going, okay. 10 gram, 10,000?
20, no.
What?
No. But I reckon...
wipes his ass with $600.
I'm gonna ask Fraser. This goal is 2,400. It's currently on 2,800. Fraser, I want Fraser's opinion.
No, it's more than that. No. The how much is the pay, John? Greg? No. Didn't you say 6,000 or something?
Well, no. So Gary has a specific immemorial to Gary Lever page.
Yeah.
That page itself has raised $2,867. So the goal for that page originally was $2,500. So he hit his milestone, but now Mike is wanting to up the goal.
I want to up it.
Yes. Yeah, so what's the extra? Is that the extra life page, not the memorial? That's the extra life.
How much
page.
Did you raise last year, Mike?
On my own.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
Well, add a grand to that.
Oh all my right, god! So I think I raised about like 600-700 quid last time I did it.
Well, add a grand to that then.
So, 2,000.
3,500.
Put a grand on it.
Put it 3,500.
I got there five on it.
Done. 3.5 grand. Updated in real time.
No. Right. Sure. In order to that, we've got to whoop it. And obviously, we've done so well. Greg, you did it, right?
Yep.
Who else did it, Greg? I can't remember who did it. Did Kim do it?
Kim was on. Gary DeFelice also did it, but Gary, being typical Gary, was not pointing people to the actual page. He was just being selfish.
I wouldn't expect Gary any less.
Exactly.
Why is Bongo holding $100?
Because that's your first donation, mate.
Oh, snap.
Oh, Christ. Kicked out in already.
Good, isn't he? He's good.
He's a class act, isn't he? class act.
So it's been brilliant. I mean what the record? It's not that actually that far off some of the record years in total, Greg, is it? Did we ever break 10 grand?
I think we have broke 10 grand before, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I think we are. But I think, it's so sad, isn't it, that we've lost Gary this year, obviously, and we should talk about it. But Gary was like a big advocate of Extra Life. He was always championing it. He was always like every year doing it. And I always like associate Extra Life with Gary. And it's just tragic. So that's why I think we've got to try and up the ante on the target and push ourselves and you know, do him justice, I think.
Oh yeah. No, I think that's brilliant. The more we raise, the community raises, the better, isn't it?
So Greg, how much did you raise yourself? How much did you do?
So on just my page it's 675.
Yeah. Okay.
But within my messaging I was trying to redirect people to Gary's page. I actually put the link into it. Yeah. Just some people were not paying attention, so they just made the donation. But the goal was to try and push everybody to Gary's memorial page.
Cool. And Bongo, did you do it? Have you done it?
I have. I mean, I've got, I don't know, 4 or 5 years done, but just too many kids, too much.
Yeah.
The correct response to that is no.
No, he didn't.
No,
do it.
Not this year. I didn't do it this year. I'm sorry.
So what I'm doing though, right, is I'm writing an itinerary and I'm going to have slots for different things. So obviously,
ooh, now you got me phrases, slots for different things.
Slots for different things. There you go. You like a bit of dirty talk. So obviously I've booked in a time. I haven't told him yet, but for Fraser and Valorant or PUBG, whatever his choice is.
Sweet.
I think Stu and I are going to play something with Duke and I don't know. I don't know what yet.
What about Phasmophobia?
Can I interrupt Mike just for a second? Just on that point of Valorant, and if anybody wants to come in and learn, like the more we can get, then we can do customs and we can train noobs and stuff like that. And it doesn't
train noobs.
If anybody wants to learn, you know, CSGO is like that.
Except
we can do custom games or something like that, it'll be a good chance to come in and see if you like it. And
I think you actually should also add an hour with Fraser's parents. You with the Morrison?
Always time.
Yeah. See where the Morrison. So that's what I'm doing. So, Greg, I expect you to be there on the early hours for me.
Yes, sir.
Late for you. So I'm going to book out time. I don't know what you fancy playing, Greg. but we'll I'm going to write it soon, hopefully the itinerary, and work it all out.
All right. Yeah, I have to return the favor because your brother came to my rescue during my extra life, and he spent the last 2 hours we played Warzone, and it flew by. So
there you go.
First three as well, I think, Greg, wasn't he? When you started off.
Possibly, yeah.
All good.
So the Big Brother house was kind of a star because we had the shows themselves, and then most of us headed back. I think there was one night we got a takeaway that didn't come?
It didn't come
to Oh, my God, yeah.
I forgot about that. We were just leaving, weren't we?
We gotta go.
Everyone was just grabbing bits of pizza out of the box on the way out.
Yeah. We were going to the lock room or the safe room or whatever it was.
Yeah. That was great. The safe room stuff.
Yeah. And we packed. I'm amazed that no one. I suppose we weren't really raving or having a massive party. I remember Stu having his Oculus on thing or his Vive, standing dancing most of the night.
I was mixing shit. Still mixing shit.
He was working up a sweat. Working that mixing board.
Well, that's how you know he's doing it right.
Can we just acknowledge how far DJ No Clue has come from that?
I know, yeah, this is true. No, seriously, I'm a little bit better now, I think.
It's kind of a big deal now, Fraser.
He's I'm not really a big deal. I can't even scratch those numbers, and I think I know what I'm doing. I just like
how fucking rude.
So you've been doing all through the lockdown. And
I did a load of lockdown mixing. Yeah, I did.
And you're still at it now and again, yeah?
Yeah, I do it every week. I put a new mix up every week. I try and keep it varied. You know, I do all sorts of shit. Real cocktails are for old people. So yeah, right. Yeah, I get some things just go ridiculous. Like I did like just indie rock show type thing, indie tunes from across like the 80s and 90s and stuff. And that got like well over 100 listens, which was just kind of mental. But I didn't really have to mix anything.
And when you refresh the page to get those listens, do you get bored doing that? Or...
Yeah, a little bit. No, it is cool though. I must admit, it is cool. And do you know what? I just enjoy it though. Even like
that's
today,
the thing I was just about to say though.
Did a little mix today.
I was just about to say that, Stu. Like the thing is that you're really into it is really cool, right? It's just,
I want to get better. I want to do more cool stuff, you know. And I do a little bit of stuff. I said doo doo then, by the way. I've started getting some samples and stems and stuff, so I'm going to try and do some more interesting stuff.
It's all about the stems.
It is all about the stems. So yeah, I am trying to get better and learn new tricks and things.
You know, sorry, Stu, to cut you off, but Chris MJW's just put his video on. I have to say, he looks good in those glasses.
He's a dude.
It does,
dude. Thanks, mate.
Thanks. And I miss Chris. I miss everybody, but I don't really hear Chris very often these days. I don't hear him, and it's not.
I don't know where you've been.
I can't hear him now because you're.
Sorry, I was going to say I don't know where you've been, Chitty, but they've released two shows this year.
That's true.
What have you been doing?
Wow.
Yeah, one was April, one was like September.
Yeah, that's true.
We're on it. Oh yeah, Boss Bay's back, by the way. Pilch's doing it.
What is the story there?
Yeah. Please. What's happening?
Pilch, you've got a clip of me.
Well, Pilch wanted to come back and do some podcasting, and he's like, oh, my Pilch's and Cream one's a bit old now, and maybe I could use Boss Wave. And he asked me and Seth and Rob, and we said yes. So he's going to do it and do it his own thing, whatever he wants to do, really. But me and Rob will come on, and
the Boss Wave crew.
You guys will go on.
You've got at least two of us as sound clips now.
It's true. That's hi, Rob.
Sounds like
I couldn't make it. Rob,
who's that?
Rob?
That's
Duke.
He's not,
oh my he's god! Not I really thought he was here. I was talking about where is he? That you really sucked got us, then, Duke. I really thought he was here.
There was just a girl band in here dancing around and singing. And here comes Bobby from King of the Hill.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
I think, by the way, at this point, I think we should like introduce Adam because we've got Adam in here.
Of course, yeah.
Yes. Who people probably don't know or probably know of him, but like not via.
We know him. We love so him. Much, it's Adam. What up, Adam?
Does that make sense? So, Adam, tell us who you are and what you do and
yeah,
and why
speak
you're
for
here,
yourself. What do you have to say?
And it says like blind date. Tell us who you are, and what you do.
Who you are? Where you come from?
You got the dud. He looks just like you, Poindexter.
Location, please.
Hello, my name's Adam. I'm 47, and I'm from Rugby.
Yay!
Sexy, and I know it.
I like to go out for walks. What would you like to do in your hobby times with me?
Oh, well, I also enjoy going out for a walk. If you can keep up with my swift pace, though. Yes, thanks for inviting me on, guys. Really appreciate it. I'm one of the community managers for Midlife Gamer, and who I'm sure most people know about.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure.
Fuck them, Adam. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. Who are they?
No, I'm only joking.
And we've had such amazing support from you guys over the years, all the various parties we've held at EGX.
He's the man.
So yeah, it's been just superb fun having you guys there. But yeah, it's doing really good. But this year, no go. Unfortunately, it was. No. I think everybody got hotels booked from last year. We set a date. And it was people, we could see people dropping out one by one through the summer, and there were still a couple of hardcore people who were just going to go and meet anyway, but restrictions came in and we were done for.
So what with last year, Adam, because usually when we was at Birmingham, you'd have that party, and you remember you used to have parties back in London, like Riley's Bar and all that sort of stuff. Like, so what did you do last year? Because we did our own thing, I think, last year, so I don't think. What did you guys do last year?
So last year, because EGX shifted to London, we kind of decided to try and do our own thing and stick in Birmingham because it was central for everybody. So we just rented a room above a pub in Brum. It was in September, the usual
EGX Irish pub.
Not the Irish one. That was closed, I think. I'm not sure what's happening with that place.
Really? No, such a classy establishment.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that.
I think it might be a car park now. I'm not sure.
Oh, no. So many memories.
I wanted the photograph of the priest on the stairs.
I think they've kept the toilets, though. So we had the upstairs of the old Vic. In Birmingham city centre, and we just got together and had a party. I think there was about 50 or 60 people turned up. We did some stuff in the day. People went off to the various, there's a couple of arcade clubs around Birmingham. So people went off and did those, did their own thing. And then, like I say, on the evening, we just went to upstairs this place, played a few fun and games, and just had a good time. Didn't worry about any charity or anything like that, any fundraising. It was a year to sort of take a foot off the gas, really, because we start planning. So, I guess we're saying with you guys, we start planning this around March time.
Oh yeah, I mean, Ginny and I, fucking hell, the planning that goes in when we do this stuff, Ginny, is mental.
Oh, Tara's told me to lie down from all the stress. To be honest, Adam.
I don't know. I don't know. Adam, you know, some of my best memories from EGX comes from the Midlife Gamer Nights. There's a few special ones.
Absolutely.
There would be Roxanne.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah, the Roxanne challenge.
And I suppose it's hard to describe. I remember that. I think after we got out of the little pub, remember Chris? We went to the little pub in London.
Oh, it was O'Neill, wasn't it?
And we had pizza beforehand, and then we rushed over and played with a very, very pink penis, big long one.
Yeah, yeah. The
you're gonna have to be more specific.
So after those first couple
we,
of
we broke it, didn't we?
Those first couple of
we
years,
left on a train, didn't we?
Yeah,
left on a train.
But once we got in, then there was the sports bar, in London.
Yeah.
Where we chatted to everybody that night, I think, as well. But then once you got to the Irish club, it's hard to describe that night because Any other time?
Well, when you Bongo, part of the reason is because you can't bloody remember it.
No, 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 I'm fine. No, I can remember all that. That's 90%. Man, yes, exactly. That's from all dancing together to Roxanne doing press ups. It's the closest thing to the Blue Oyster Club that you will ever get.
Slightly weird.
It was a safe place. It's a safe place where we could let us go. <place. laughs>
I think it one was... of the other times, of course, then is you and drag. One of the years doing the drag things. That was absolutely fabulous there as well.
Was it you and Matt in drag?
Yeah.
There was me, there was Spinky, and was it Matt? Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, there was three Matt. Of us.
I remember I got off with him that night. I think.
Too right. And even back in London, the days when you've got your glorious leader, his railway jacket, or his train simulator stuff, you know, just such good memories. And the effort that you guys did put into that is just unbelievable. And we thank you, and you've raised so much money over the years for good causes. And I won so many things at different raffles. It was fabulous.
what my real takeaway from everything that's happened, and you must see it the same with the Extra Life stuff that you guys do, is you're just unbelievably humbled by the generosity of fellow gamers. It really is. Just remember that feeling. The couple of days after, just knowing that people dig deeper than you ever could imagine, and you know that is going to make such a difference to so many people's lives.
The best bit is when you realize that someone just wants something, and then the only way they're going to get it is they pretend they give them into charity. Like, my wife would never let me have this, but I'm just like going to throw $3,000 at it and just like, hey, it's for charity. Now I've got it.
Can I just say my abiding memory of that sort of thing was, and I'm not, look, Adam, I don't want to sound disparaging here, but
that's a great way to start any statement.
Who remembers the belt buckle?
The belt,
belt buckle. Oh my god, right? And I know somebody made it.
I don't want to sound disparaging,
but how much did someone pay a ridiculous amount of money for that?
Well, that belt was custom made by one of the community managers, Todd Evans, who's over in California, and he took to sort of some leather work, and we just hit him up and said, "Do you fancy making a midlife gamer belt? And we'll ship it over here.
It's one of a kind.
Ship it in the auction." And yeah, that went for multiple hundreds.
It was one of a kind, right?
It was about raising the money, you know.
It was like 400 quid or something.
It was mental, and he just kept going. I'm like, oh my god,
it's really funny, Adam. But I don't care if Jesus made it, I don't think I'd pay that amount of money for it, you know.
And the other memory,
Jesus was a woodworker, Jesus, not a chinny, not a
the very first year we came, we gate crashed. I mean, we weren't even supposed to be there. We just turned up and people are like, who are you? Oh, yeah, we know. Yeah, midlife gamer, great friends, you know, know them all.
Oh, Adam, me and Adam go away.
Me and Adam, like twins.
We had no idea what to expect that first year. We just thought, well, O'Neill's, you can have the room for free. Yeah, just go in there. Right, okay. Yeah, and just send the message out on social media. And it was, if you remember how hot it was in there. Yeah. It was so warm.
It was rammed, though, wasn't it?
No, I just remember Matt's missus being behind the bar helping us out with the drinks.
We shall never talk about that, Chris.
Yeah, never mention that again. They got all sorts of trouble.
Yes, it was time for a sharp exit. I was.
Also responsible for me completely embarrassing my son. I think was the last time on the walk home.
You do that every year, Bongo.
Yeah, multiple years, Robin.
Yeah,
Okay, well, the last time in Birmingham, the time that I embarrassed him time, not the time when I was running naked,
the amount of times I've seen your son face palm.
With Darren Hilton, and we were walking back.
I remember
to the hotel
that.
In the kebab, and he was completely broken, and we were both staggering up the road.
Oh, yeah. And Chini and I were with you, but you probably don't remember that.
I do, yeah. But I do remember in a drunken stupor, dropping my kebab on the hotel room floor and crawling around trying to pick it up again. And Joshua's going, "Dad, Dad, get to bed." I'm going, "Kebab."
Oh, the walk home. The walk home. I remember from especially from O'Neill's, was when there was a lot of cash floating around, because we didn't have any way of taking money off anybody other than selling raffle tickets, and we had no idea people would be throwing literally thousands of pounds at us. So we had to walk home through the streets of London past midnight with a bag full of cash, and we were all sort of grouped together, all sort of panicking, thinking, "Well, we've got to get back. We've got to get back. We're responsible for all this money." And I remember one of the years in O'Neill's, we'd got all the cash bundled up into a man bag, Darren's man bag, and one of the guys at the end of the night picked up his man bag and walked out of O'Neill's. And we didn't know who this guy was, so we all just ran after him. And he was a guy who was there at the party. He was one of the midlife gamers, and he just happened to have exactly the same bag as the one that had all the cash in. It was a purely innocent mistake.
Wow, yeah. I've seen a movie like that once with Barbara Streisand in it. Wow, yeah. The Rocks. Anyway.
You put a stone in a case.
Yeah. It's in the case.
Pierce Brosnan. That's the one.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so good times. Good times.
Always. Always good times.
Yeah. Duke. Yes. We should say at this point, this show is normally the one you get off.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not off. I'm not getting off at all right now. In no way am I getting off.
I'm getting there.
It's funny because it's a double entendre.
Oh, he's getting off.
Yeah, I got to work. All this effort I'm putting in.
I know. Do you know, I was impressed Bullshit. With one of the earliest sound clips, how you got that in there. I can't remember what it was now, but I was like, that
oh,
was
yeah,
really
I got all the sound clips, quick. Baby.
Look at Antonio on the video there.
What's up, Antonio?
Look at Antonio. Look at. Can we all just say
half the man?
He's Antonio. He's literally. Well, half...
I've been shown twice on stream. Both of me like have like mid frame of something.
At least you're not picking your nose.
Jeez,
true.
Antonio, yeah, you have done a great job losing all that weight. Well done.
I thought you were going to mention the haircut, but yeah, thank you. Yeah.
No, Antonio, well done on the weight loss.
Yeah, well done, man.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, I had to gain it to lose it, but thank you, I appreciate it.
That is true. That
I'm having flashbacks to Step J in the restaurant now.
I'm surprised no one's mentioned that yet, to be fair. Yeah. That was
crazy.
You want to talk about Carl's open level?
I was playing poker with Jay on the old VR crap.
We've been playing a lot of poker.
Yeah, it's shit. Right. So, I mentioned, I was like, remember when you got wrecked in that like restaurant? And he was like, I cannot remember.
Yeah,
a single
thing. I believe that. I believe he does not remember a thing from that night.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I do also remember Hards buying a full bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
And then I...
Was it Patron?
Was it agave? It was. Yeah, it was a silver. I just remember feeling obligated to take shots because he bought it in his... premise was he bought it because I was there.
Was it Fred's tequila?
Like, he really didn't have to do that, but okay.
What I really liked about that was one of the nights where I had to tell the same person three or four times, "I don't drink." It was he was going.
I don't drink. Are you chinny?
Oh, that's right.
No, mate, I don't drink. Give it to Bongo. Yeah.
Oh, Bongo doesn't drink. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, somebody buying.
Did you drink any of the vodka? Or was it tequila?
Was it game over? It was buying loads of drinks.
Yeah. It was tequila, and I know.
I'm sure we finished it.
Yeah, I know. I had at least three shots off that bottle, but I know he was pouring a ton, so I don't know who else I'll partake.
Woo! Shots!
Tequila.
Yeah, there was a lot of drinking that was done over that weekend, but all kind of in control. I don't, outside of a certain dinner.
Shots fired!
What shocked me was, because Pilch, bless him, there's Adam on screen there, you can see Adam there.
What up, Adam on screen?
Pilch, bless him, he gives it the big un, right? Gives it the big un. But he was the most tidiest guy I've ever been around. He was tidying everything up. He was washing up all the time.
He was. He sorted out the kitchen, didn't
he? Well, you can't live in a mess, can you? You know, you want to be nice and tidy. Yeah, you know? And he just kept on.
It's like that guy in Ni No Kuni, tidy.
Sure, for the four people.
I got that. Don't worry.
Can someone clip?
Someone gets it. It's okay. It's because you're too lame to get it.
Sadie stuff. Let's flats.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Is that me?
That's you. This is the walk.
The walk, isn't it?
Oh, that's a kebab walk, yeah. That's the walk. Darren in the background, yeah.
Oh, snap.
This is 2018. This is 2018.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Because we don't have the one from last year.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't.
Yet. Yet.
Yeah. It's still there. The footage is still available somewhere.
So, Pete, he took part of.
Look at Josh. I mean, Josh has just disowned you. He's like walking miles away. I'm not with him.
He took part in my my magic cure for lots of alcohol, didn't you, Pete? You couldn't believe it.
I was a new man.
You were a new man. Couldn't understand why I bounced back so quickly. So
you're not the man I married. How can you say that? Because here's the man I married.
The man I.
Oh God, Noel, here now. I'm going back here, Adam. This is going back, a flash in the pan stuff here. I don't know if this will load or not. But that's back in that first those blurry photographs back in London in 2012, was that?
For those who can't see it on the screen here of the stream, we are looking at 10 faces, well, 4 faces and a bunch of logos, and then the picture stream in the far left corner there, because Chinny didn't bother to click on the picture stream to make it very large on the video stream.
There's the dildo.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
All right.
That was the penetrator from Saints Row.
I
held the biggest dick in my life that night.
Wow. Jesus, that's so long ago.
Yeah.
That was a good. That
oh
was,
my
that
God. Was I remember. I remember the onesie. He sweated that much. He was like soaked. Remember the onesie?
We had some good memories from then.
Memories. Wow. This is all we're going to do is just talk about things from last year and the year before.
You're totally into this year.
I wasn't here. I don't know. I mean, it's fun.
Normally, you can just not listen to the show. Now you like have to sit through it for like 2 hours.
You talk some video games, though. There's stuff going on.
So what do you think? I mean, are we back to some sort of EGX next year?
Yes.
I mean, you like to think.
I think so. I think this vaccine is going to sort everything out.
I can't wait till next year when I can skip this.
Half the Americans won't take the vaccine, so that's fine.
They're not allowed.
You know what? That will flip the moment people start taking it, and their lives are coming back to somewhat normality. Then they will jump on the vaccine.
I don't know. They don't seem to be inoculating their children against measles. What makes you think they're going to give a shit about a coronavirus?
Fair play.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway,
but I think summertime. I think life's going to start to get back to normal. But I know I'm optimistic, and you don't want to jinx it and all that sort of stuff. But I'm hoping by summer next year.
Do you remember this photograph, Adam?
Do
you remember why that photograph?
Do you remember Surface? Now everyone has it.
Why that photograph was taken?
I do.
You donate it and then win it.
I pretended to
somebody that I'd won this to justify the
purchase. What did you do, Robin? I didn't catch that.
I got a photograph with all the prizes that I'd won, plus this one here. Just to say, I can say that, Judith, I won this. Look. Oh dear, you bad man.
I did good
that
year. I
went late. That's funny. I never have a good run on the. Well, you don't do the prize anymore, do you, Adam? But I never really have a good run on it. I never win anything.
I got that Splinter Cell box set.
I remember that because I tried to steal it. I remember trying to steal it.
I was pretty proud of that.
So you also got my what was it? The DJ mixing?
Oh, the DJ Hero 2. Yeah, I've still got that boxed up with your address on it up in the loft.
If I had had it, I might have been an even better DJ than Stu right now.
It's probably true. It's probably true. Doesn't take a lot to be fair.
To be fair, Stu is doing real DJ stuff, and I am not. But I beat Stu on a head-to-head competition on DJ Hero at one point. So
you did.
It doesn't
you
necessarily predict anything about actual DJ skills.
Yeah, we did.
It's basically Fisher-Price DJing. Though,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah, yeah. And I'll never forget when I got my DJ Hero set up. So I treated the people at my school to drinks one day, and they were like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Dude, I just spent $100 on a make-believe turntable. I can cover it."
I think I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Yes, I peed.
Good old. Do you want to talk about video games, Greg? Did you want to?
Oh, yeah. Shall we talk about?
We can. I don't need to.
Oh, Greg.
We can just pretend we've just played them.
Who's got?
We can pretend we queued for 20 minutes.
Who on this call has a new console generation?
I do.
Yeah. I do.
I've got something to talk about. The Quest 2 VR, Poker VR.
We talked about this last week. We don't need to talk about it more.
Have you got a Quest 2, by the way?
So we have a Quest 2 in the house. Yeah, my son has a Quest 2. And then this morning, I downloaded Poker VR and put myself on a table. So I've tried it. So I just need to know now when we're playing.
Ooh, how did you find it, though?
I thought it was brilliant. It was, but I could just see, like, I'm not going to play it any other time.
You play it with people you know, it's even better. Because obviously, when there's like men in the room, you just pretend to suck each other's penises, which is the best fun in the world.
Okay, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to play it on my own or with other people. I'm waiting now to play with you guys. So
yeah.
Have a laugh doing
it. Yeah. Well, I'm down.
I'm down.
Look at Antonio. Look at Antonio.
Look at me. Oh my God. Look at Antonio.
That was the year when we tried
to smuggle him into Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. You look really boy band, man.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. It looks like we've just convinced him to join a cult.
It does. Oh my God.
Operation U Tree.
Oh my God. It just shows you how long we've been doing this shit for, doesn't it? Oh my God.
Remember this?
Best thing ever.
Yeah, I do. Looks like you killed somebody. Well, you're dead, right? Yeah. Good.
That's brilliant.
All right.
Games.
Fraser, you've got a Quest 2. Who else has got a Quest on this?
I've got one in the pipeline for Christmas. It's on order.
So, question regarding VR. Mm-hmm. Sony basically pulled back from VR with the PlayStation 5. Is that worrying for the future of VR?
I'm very worried.
Terribly worried. What are we going to do? No, but I mean, you know.
We're all getting quests, Greg. Just go get the quest. Come on.
Yeah, just get a quest, Greg. Do you trust Facebook and Oculus to really push forward?
Ooh, why would you not trust Facebook?
Yeah, what have they done?
Yeah, man, what does it matter with you? They're the most trustworthy company ever.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, they got a fair bit of money to throw about and to try and convince you to play it.
Yeah, there is that.
I think
a lot of money for Stadia.
I think VR is just one of these things. It's like a cool toy. Do you know what I mean? It's like the Wii in that way, where it's just like, yeah, it's fun. I don't deny that. And before Stu starts piping in about
it, I'm not saying anything. Shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I just think like it's just very limited. It's just very like I don't know. I just find it, and I don't want to play my games like that. I want to fucking sit and on a thing and lean back and.
I think it's always going to run parallel to actual gaming. It's never going to take over and be the way we game. It's going to run parallel to it, and it's never going to go away. It's going to be cool shit to do and play.
Yeah, it'll keep evolving. It will do.
Oh, evolve! You know, remember that game?
It's
awesome.
My kids are non-stop on it.
Let's go play Evolve.
I got a man bag. That's the first time.
Look how much Josh is on that picture. Holy shit! Mm-hmm. Oh crap, how much he's grown up. Everyone grows up. What's going on with life?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Time
still happening, I know.
What's interesting about these photos is every year Stu's weight just yo-yos.
Oh, I know. I'm fat, then I'm thin, then I'm fat.
He's like Chandler, our friend.
Come on. I'm fat at the moment, by the way, because of lockdown.
Lockdown.
I'm just quarantine
15,
that.
Not because
baby.
Of the fucking like food
Nothing
that
to
you
do with all the food I'm eating. No. It's lockdown the problem.
Yeah.
Well, you have more time for working out, but you also have more time for eating cheese.
Totally. Oh yeah. So this was the year that we'd done the video for.
That was EGX Res, wasn't it? And I wasn't there.
Yeah, but... did we not make a video for Eric?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I can't remember what that was. Everybody was saying.
By the way, Duke, that was like one of the best surprise moment videos I've seen, like by far. It was so great when you walked into that restaurant.
Oh yeah,
and I really wanted to try and replicate that for EGX.
Yeah,
but everybody started talking about not showing up. I'm like, oh crap.
Well, kind of.
I got to guilt people into coming.
You got to get Chinny on the case, man.
That is the most perfect planning that Chinny has ever done.
Yeah,
that's the only planning Chinny has ever done.
I know, because he's like, I don't want to sound horrible here to you, Chinny, but you're usually a bit crap at planning stuff.
Well, we all know what happens. What makes him plan right is me.
It must be you, because it was the best planning ever.
Chinny to do the right thing. Well, a little bit of
that's Camilla. She's getting on the action.
She's moving a tree.
This is an audio fucking podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry,
right?
Sorry.
By the way, we should give a mention it's a to nice Camilla tree. And the gaming biscuits. Biscuits ever.
I just got to eat them all this year.
On delivery, so. Chris.
Gotta eat more.
We're missing the gaming biscuits.
I don't know how long is it going to take to get to your house on a moped?
It can be done.
We'll find out, won't we, Chris?
Yeah. Chris on his moped.
So sorry, we didn't answer the question. Apart from Fraser and his Oculus, this photograph here popped up on that wonderful social media thing.
What is that?
7 years ago was my Xbox One.
Wow,
coming to me. So who else has received a console? You know, have anybody got PS5s? And
I heard about some people who went to Burger King and got a PS5 for free.
Yeah, I went for the Series X.
Yeah.
So tell us about it, Greg. Tell us.
Yeah. Do you have an unboxing video?
Yeah, tell us, Greg.
Do an unboxing recreation then.
I did an unboxing video just like opening up the lid. That was it.
I'm wearing just a bedrobe in my one.
Nice.
It's because I got woken up by the delivery. I was like,
here's my take on all unboxing videos ever.
Like anybody fucking gives a shit.
Exactly. No, you're totally right, Duke. Yeah. That was primarily why I really didn't do an unboxing video.
Okay, good.
I figured it's been done a gazillion times. Here's my take on next gen. And I think PlayStation deserves a lot of credit for the haptic feedback controller, because I think that is kind of, I think that's the most innovative thing that's going to come out of this generation. These consoles, the real big thing is they're just faster.
What exclusive Xbox Series X games are you enjoying?
At the moment, I'm not enjoying.
Is that
I'm enjoying games like Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Watch Dogs Legion. I'll be playing Cyberpunk in a few days.
Oh yeah, what about that game where the woman's in the cave?
My game of the year so far, Wasteland 3.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Is that a strategy game, Greg?
Very good.
Yes, it's Pete's favorite.
Yeah.
Shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's the speed of getting into games for the console side. Now, granted, on the PC side, if you put the NVMe drives into your PC, you're going to have a very probably similar experience. But for the console side of it, this is the big deal. It's getting into these games faster, resuming, not having to wait the length of time you had to wait before.
I'm not going to check Twitter if it's all loading so quick.
I was talking to a friend of mine at work, and he said he just got the Series X, and the main game he played before was PUBG on his normal Xbox One. He said it's night and day. Like, he never knew what it was like to load into the plane, right?
I went from a base Xbox One from launch day to a Series X. That's why I upgraded, because I now work in 4K. So I now work in 4K for my videos and stuff. So I thought I'm going to make the jump. Why not? Because I'm going from a base Xbox One. I had a One X for a week for Resident Evil 2. Then I sold it just because I only wanted it for one game. Right. And yeah, Greg said it perfectly. It's just fast. That, it literally is just fast. That's the only next-gen feel like thing is quick resume. Like I forget it happens sometimes. So when I click on Tony Hawk and I'm back where I was, I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, cool. That's the only real next-gen thing about it. But going from 900p 30 FPS games to 4K 60 is
That is night and day.
So that is why I jumped.
I don't particularly think it's worth just spending £500 just to see yourself spawn up in a plane.
Well, you don't know what kind of plane it is.
I don't agree. Like my Xbox One upstairs has loads of games I still want to play on it, and it runs like toilet. Right, so I am definitely getting a Series S in January. It does. So I'm getting a Series S, and I treat the Xbox side of things like it's just upgrading hardware.
That really is what it is at the end of the day. And you know, people talk about, oh, well, you can just get a PC and do the same thing. Look, there are a lot of people, myself included, that don't want to go through the upgrade path of PC.
Greg bought a gaming PC and he's never even used it.
Build
your own, man. Come on.
Do you know what my problem is at the minute? I'm playing games that are like Stranger Things 3. That's a 16-bit game. And Streets of Rage 4. Yeah. I'm playing old school games.
Look at PUBG with great graphics? Oh, wait, PUBG doesn't have great graphics. It's wonky as hell.
Yeah.
Can we just clarify, though, right? And this is a really valid point. You know, Greg, you were saying, like, you know, I don't want to go through the gaming PC, you know, thing. But in all intents and purposes, to get a gaming PC that's of a similar sort of performance to an Xbox Series X, you're probably talking the best part of up to $1,000. Oh, no, you're talking a hell of a lot more to get that similar type of performance. So you're actually bang for your buck. A Series X, if you're not that bothered about PC gaming, is the way to go because you're getting the performance of a PC that will probably cost considerably more.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. Do you own a hacksaw?
Exactly.
That's all you really need. I mean,
so that's added cost.
Yeah.
I think it's if you're predominantly a console gamer, then it's a bit of a no-brainer. There you go.
Hey, look at Stu rhyming up. I thought you were a DJ, not an MC.
I'm hearing all sorts of things about lots of different choices on how you play the games, like these in this generation, like performance mode or whatever. Especially in the PS4, and accidentally playing the PS4 version for like the entire game, and then realizing how much of a problem is all of this stuff, and is there like the options? Because I hear people, you got to go into the options and select this very specific thing to make sure it doesn't have screen tearing. Like it sounds like you're playing a PC, if you ask me. Like if you're accidentally playing a game for half of the game and you realize you've had the VSync not on or something, that sounds like we're going down the VSync.
Hey,
PC
speaking of which, by the way, people, did y'all know that you can double jump in Rocket League?
I remember when I taught you that. Where I taught you that. Yeah, it felt like night and day. Like
talk about going through the game without realizing something.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Are you making a point? That's not what we're here for.
Yeah, but that's a good question Chris just raised. And so on the Xbox side, I haven't really had that issue. And maybe this is something that's being a bit not being recognized as being important. But the whole smart delivery thing for Xbox actually is making a difference in that regard because it does automatically give you the upgrade path for the right game on your console without you having to switch. Yeah. Whereas PlayStation 5, for whatever reason,
especially
they allow you to play the PS4 version of the game even if you have the PS5 version of the game installed
on
your console.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and apparently that impacted somebody's comparison review. I want to say Digital Foundry was talking about it earlier today, where they literally were taking screenshots and thinking it was the PS5 version, but it was the PS4 version.
Oh,
so
and I think that sort of sums up this gen for me, and like, do I need to spend $500 now? Like, yeah, I understand the performance argument and getting things loading quick, and that's great. But if the core experience is basically what I've got on my existing system, I'm not going to pay £500 right now until there are the exclusives to justify it. And that's absolutely the route I'm traveling. And that, obviously, everyone's got their own path on this. And, you know, if you're playing a lot of games,
we're all gamers together. That's what matters.
Then, yeah.
And my thinking, Chris, very much in line with what you're saying, I was like, you know what, when it was doing the pre-orders, I was going to take a shot at it. If I got a pre-order, I was great.
if I didn't, I wasn't going to spend a lot of time trying to get the pre-order. And I basically got lucky because I was just about to give up on trying to get my pre-order in, and Amazon popped up with availability. And so I said, all right, well, fine, I'll get one. But I wasn't going to jump through a lot of hoops to try and do it. So I think you're fine if you want to wait. It is a big difference performance-wise from the old consoles to the new console. I can't see myself going back now. That I can say
I'm
without
never
a doubt.
Going
I would
back.
Go, I'd be mental if I tried. But
is that? I mean, from the looks, from the sounds of it, the Xbox is pretty solid. But there's reports of the PS5 having sort of the coil wind thing, which I don't even know what it is. Apparently, maybe it's a label or some shit. Is there any other people are hearing about potential issues with these initial versions? Are we sort of better to hang by for the revisions that might be a bit more stable or something?
I mean, the revision I want for the PS5 is to be shorter. That thing is freaking tall, and it's actually too tall for my entertainment center. So I need to wait for an update revision for be able to do the PS5. But I've heard about the coil whine. I've listened to people recording the coil whine. To me, it honestly is not that big of a deal.
There was a guy who found what he thought was the reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically a sticker on the fan. And he literally, this is totally true. He dismantled his PS5, pulled this sticker out from inside the fan that had been dislodged, put it back together, and it was fine afterwards. Wow. And then, but he said you void the warranty by doing it, but it's literally just take the side off, take the sticker off, put the side back on, and you're done. Yeah. But if that's the case, that's just ridiculous. It's a sticker.
Yeah. That's, they seem pretty solid, and those sort of idiots that were putting vapes inside the Xbox. And
vape it up, baby.
The best thing about that video is you can hear him take a vape before he blows it. The amount of people that fell for it, you actually hear the, and then the smoke comes out. Like, fucking hell, people! Click on a video, not just read the headline. Then again, I think that's a good life lesson in general. To be fair,
I love the response from Microsoft. Please don't vape into your console. Yes.
Whatever, you're not the boss of me. I vape what I want to vape.
Good for the health of your console.
Adam, let's ask you, are you upgrading? Have you upgraded? What are you playing at the moment?
Oh, do you know, at the moment, I'm on PS4. I'm console monogamous. I don't do PC because I just sit on Excel all day long. So that's got, I need to get away from that after 9 hours. I'm PS4 Pro at the moment. I am kind of a little bit of... missing out on everything at the moment. I kind of wished I'd have done a pre-order, seeing everybody having their new consoles. I mean, what we found on the Midlife Gamer Facebook group is when people get new stuff, they post photographs of their new stuff with their dogs and their pets.
Wow. Because anybody can show a picture of a console. How are you going to show a picture of a dog? Nobody. That's
bigger. This is my Dachshund. Look at it. It's
is that enormous. Really how y'all say that word?
So I am kind of a little bit somewhat regret, but then I think, like a lot of people have said, it's
sorry. What... Do you regret not having a console or a dog?
bonger! We have two dogs.
I heard you can fit most dogs inside a PS5.
So here's a question, Adam. Here's a question: had you got a new console, would you have had a picture of it with your dog?
Which dog would you put on the picture?
Yes, they would have. They would have both been in the picture. Okay. Wilf and Dixie would have been in, and they will be. They will be at some point in time. I've put on Stock Informer. I've registered an alert there, so if something comes up, then I might drop on one. But I think when the pre-orders were all up and stuff was going on, I didn't really have time to focus on that kind of thing. But hearing about the haptic feedback from that controller of the PS5, that sounds really interesting. That's something you can't get from an unboxing or a play video or anything like that. So that would be nice to experience, but is it worth stumping up 500 notes
for? I think it's interesting.
Yes.
I've heard descriptions of this. People are losing the shit over it. Like, this is the most amazing. I'm like, how amazing really can vibrations?
You just don't know. That's why.
Fingers.
I've always just switched off Rumble. Ever since Rumble was invented, I've like,
what the fuck are you talking about? How do you feel it when you score in Rocket League then?
Ask Judith.
But seriously,
how good is it? Well, I so
two things. Try it.
I get that, but I still, I read this, you know, the reviews and people are just losing the shit. They go,
well, that's how I feel about VR.
When I was on the train in, you know, in Watch Dogs, it was amazing. It felt like it was swaying side to side. I'm like, really? In your fingers?
I think that in certain instances, though, it's not going to be beneficial. Like, Giant Bomb was talking about this. They were talking about in action, like competitive multiplayer games like Call of Duty. They have the force feedback on the triggers. It actually makes it harder in terms of pulling the trigger.
Yeah, there's not resistance, isn't there, on the
They were saying they want to turn it off.
That you should be able to.
And you can. But yeah, they were saying that they, like, after like a week or so with it, they started to want to turn it off more than keep it on. And that, I think, may also just depend upon the game you're playing. But I think it's got some cool possibilities for single player stuff for sure, and that's I think where it really probably is going to shine.
I look forward to enjoying it in like two Naughty Dog games, and that's about it.
Isn't that really what we got out of the PS4? To be
honest, because Spider-Man PS4 has motion controls. I remember playing The Last of Us remastered, and I had to like charge my torch by doing that. I went, oh, yeah.
please do that more.
Yeah, I'm used to doing this.
There you go, gift that, clip that on Twitter.
Now we know how we lost White.
Oh yeah,
wrong hand.
I was playing
masturbating, by the way.
Untethered, the little thing that was really good on the
string
on the handheld. The Untethered game on the PS4 yesterday, and the controller, you had to use it like a torch. The light was like a torch, and it just doesn't feel right. It's meant to be, the controller's meant to be hugging down by your nether regions. On the couch and just away you go. You know, so you're not meant to be pointing it around at things. No, anyway.
Now you say that, Bunga. But if you were in VR, right, it makes total sense. Yeah. Point to talk.
See, Bunga, you just don't know about that VR lifestyle.
In Half-Life, Alex, I mean, it totally makes sense that you're pointing the torch, to be honest. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it does. But if you're doing everything at, like, if you're via a controller on looking at a screen, and then all of a sudden you're having to do stuff with your hands. That's why it sort of sticks out and is weird. And because it's like you're not doing it the whole time.
Yes.
But, and it's just, that's why.
And sitting around playing games with a helmet on your head.
When you're in a game where the controllers are your hands, then they may as well.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. Yeah. No, I agree.
You are the controller.
You are the controller. Oh, what if they made your whole body the controller? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh,
Microsoft, get on it, man.
Wow, connect that. Wow.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Look at the stall of my foot.
dear, I don't know.
So, just shifting gears a little bit. Where does everybody sit with Stadia right now?
What was that? What?
Remember Stadia? That platform, Stadia?
Waiting for it to just move along with Gaming Fly and
Stadia.
Yeah.
It's not a museum. It's not a museum piece for me. It's in behind, like this man here. I have several museum pieces like this. I have
I
know one better than that.
Where's your on live?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it's gone the way of on live.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. Was Stadia all entirely down to the fact that they made you buy each game as well?
It
could have worked.
The model was
If it had been a Netflix model, it would have worked.
There it is.
Yeah. We got on the chat now.
Dan, by the way, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Dan,
how's it going?
Dan.
You look like you're in, like...
Hey, Dan.
Do you remember the Fast Show and that drunk guy and you can't hear him? And he's just like, I'm very drunk.
I was very, very drunk.
That's where you look like.
An afro, but it's like...
Dan, he's gone? Can we hear Dan? Dan?
Hey, he kept saying hey.
Well done.
Shut up,
well
you can hear
done.
Him. The problem is we have too many people.
It'll be bad. Fleeting.
He heard on live and left.
Or he's on fleet.
Yeah, he heard on live. He's like, I'm out of here.
He's in Devon, isn't he? So they've only got internet for 4 minutes at a time.
You know, I only actually remember...
They've got children running the information up and down the road.
I remember queuing up for hours to get an on live for free, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I only ever played one game on it, which was Amnesia, The Dark Descent. That was
and then you never got hyped up about any new technology after that, because you learned your lesson.
No, that was it. Yeah, I was done. I realized how crappy it was. I was done.
Hey, he's back.
Dan's back.
Shut
Dan's
up.
Back.
Dan's back. Dan's back.
Dan. Ah, hello. Is my mic working?
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank fuck for that. How are you guys doing?
Yay.
Hey, Dan.
Ben.
Hey, Dan.
Doing better now that you're here.
Yeah, Dan.
Hey, I said that, Derek. Get another nice compliment.
So, everybody, that's the show over with now. And
right, see you later.
I am checking Amazon at least three times. Oh, my goodness. There's the Roxanne video. I'm checking Amazon two or three times a day, still to check and see for availability for my Series X. I'm disappointed that I missed out the pre-order stuff, so I can't wait to get one. So
I got lucky, man, because I had one with Shop2.net, but I think they took too many pre-orders in because they cancelled mine. And luckily, on my birthday, ShopAO.com just emailed me saying, "Do you want a Series X?"
Like, oh wow! All
right, cool.
Right,
that's actually how it is. I remember getting up early. I was like, "Yes, I got one." Didn't care. I accepted that I wasn't going to get one. I was like, "Eh, whatever."
I had a similar thing.
Sat on the bog, and then oh, cool, I'll buy it.
I had a similar thing, Antonio, with the Stadia. I remember it was like hustle and bustle with the Stadia, and no one could get one. And I feel really lucky that I've got one of these things.
Yeah, yeah. And they just had them in those bins in the end of the supermarket.
I
got mine for free. My Stadia. It came. They did like a promotion with YouTube Premium.
What?
Stadia. They did a promotion with YouTube Premium.
What?
So I had one for free.
Well, I mean, everybody got it for free. Who would pay for that crap?
No, with the controller and the Ultra and all that.
Only an idiot would pay for that.
I seem to buy all the right consoles.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this
you're holding up
Series X.
For those who can't tell what you're holding up, Bongo, what is that?
Ooh-yah.
Oh my God, he's got an idiot. Ooh-yah.
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 The future.
Ooh-yah. Wow.
Lo-fi. Ooh-yah. Lo-fi, that one.
Yeah.
What is this? Just endless YouTube videos now streaming on here.
What's the scary thing about? I'm sorry, that one's not one of mine. The scary thing about the Ouya is that's my second one.
Oh my God.
Because I think the first one I had, and I only had it a week or two, and then give it to Midlife Gamer as a prize.
You did. Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then did anybody bid on it?
And bought another one.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it's a good job there's not one this year. He'd have probably given away his Series X if he'd have got one. Here, have this for a prize. It's fine. I'll get another.
Maybe. You never know.
Maybe.
Good time. Yeah.
Well, there was one really good exclusive game on the Ouya. What was that? I can't remember what it was.
Towerfall.
Tetris?
Yeah, it came out and everything else.
Towerfall, yeah. Towerfall.
Yeah, Towerfall. Yeah. Wow. Tell you.
But did
you.
Did it not appear on the...
It did. On
everything. As well,
yeah.
In the end, it did, yeah.
Yeah, well...
Seth's a big advocate of the Ouya. I think that's all he's got still. That's all he plays is the Ouya.
Who?
There you go. Seth. What? Seth, he loves it.
Seth.
Well, Seth's weird, though, isn't he? Seth's weird. Like, he's...
Yeah, he's a bit weird.
he likes Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Like, he's weird.
That is true. It's a bit like John Mouse liking Lost Planet 2.
Yeah, Seth.
Lost Planet 2 is awesome.
Love you, John.
You need to come to the defense of Seth. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is a good game.
Yeah, but he spent how many hours did he spend on it, Chris?
All of them. Oh. All of the hours.
Like 300 hours or something on it.
To be fair, don't we have one game we spent way too much time on that?
Nope, not me. I don't have any game like that.
Yeah.
No,
dude, don't have any of those.
Two lifetimes on the
alien. We'd love to spend some more time with the aliens, colonial marines. Now,
what a game that was!
Can't wait. But
I've got an aliens colonial marines T-shirt still to bed that we got when we played it. We played the multiplayer at EGX and was like, "This is pretty good,
amazing."
Does anyone still have like T-shirts or swag from EGX? Because my little brother, who's clearing out underneath his bed, and he said, "Oh, you got me this T-shirt before, and it was a Sonic Forces one."
I remember that one. All mine are. I got a Dishonored one.
I wear that more quite a lot actually.
A lot of them I wear them to bed. And Tara's got a Need for Speed one that I got for her. The Rage ones.
She's trying to tell you something.
Oh, yeah, the Rage one.
He's throwing your beach balls.
What's that?
Death Stranding T-shirt.
This is the game that Seth works on.
There's a Death Stranding T-shirt. I think we got that last year, didn't we, Greg? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, I think I got one of those as well.
You better wear it if you got one, because somebody delivered that by carrying it over mountains and rivers and all over the place, man. There was a dead baby.
I think they eventually all turn into painting t-shirts and stuff like that for me, and they'll disappear. Yeah, I have to do a clear out after every EGX because you have so many of the different things.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, in recent years, though, they haven't given away. It? That first year we went, Chinny, you remember? They were just chucking t-shirts at you everywhere you went.
It's a good thing Maude Flanders wasn't there. Hey-o!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one year they gave out that on live console as well, which I think is where Bongo got his.
Yeah, and I was just saying about that earlier. Yeah. I queued up and got one.
I do remember the year, Dan, of you sitting playing Elite for the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In
The
first time we ever met. The first time we ever met Dan. First time we ever met Danny, he was like, "You're right, lads. How you doing? You're right. Yeah, fuck off. I'm trying to
run an Xbox." Yeah.
Right.
Well, did. Oh my god.
I did win something. I just didn't win the Xbox. So.
What'd you win?
To be fair, Dan, you have played a lot of Elite Dangerous, haven't you? It's not like you played it and you're just like, "Oh, it's amazing," and didn't bother playing it.
Well, no, I mean, I had a good chance of winning an Xbox. That's why I kept playing it. You know, I was quite good at it. I ended up getting a mechanical keyboard, mouse, a copy of the game, and a T-shirt.
Oh, you didn't get an Xbox. You got all that.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Probably about the same in value once you combine it.
In fact, I'm still using the mouse because my one that I bought at EGX last year is broken. So I've got this old crappy mouse that I'm using from years and years ago.
See? Free is always best.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jim's Bryden in the chat says, "If you play Cyberpunk
no charge
on Stadia, would he tell you?"
Anyway, that brings up a very good point. So there are some decent releases coming out soon. Like,
are
Cyberpunk.
There really?
Are we excited for anything that's coming out now for the rest of the year or the next few months?
It's got to be Cyberpunk, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we were all a bit flat after coming out, or some of us were flat coming out of the theater. At the last show,
it's just a video, isn't it? It's just like, this is what it's going to look like.
But it is starting to look good now. It is starting to look really interesting.
I haven't watched anything, like a video game.
Yeah.
I think also the presentation at EGX was a little bit left to be desired.
I don't know about you, but Keanu Reeves tells me to play a video game. I don't play a video game.
Well, there's not enough pyro for me. There's, you know what I mean? You need.
I was farting beside you. Yeah,
there was plenty of pyro in The Witcher 3. Ah, can I guess, isn't that one of the things?
I don't know. I mean, it was probably wasn't one of those games that would demo that well. I mean, you probably need an hour or two with it yourself to really get into it. So yeah, but it looks interesting. It looks like a video game.
It looks neon. Yeah,
I must admit, there's quite a few of the big outlets have been giving it for 15 to 16 hours now, haven't they, to have a, get stuck in. And most of the stuff being said is positive. I know they've got it for free and they're probably being paid to say all that shit, but...
I'm seeing lots of Miles Morales stuff popping up now as well. That must be a thing very, very soon, too.
Spider-Man.
And are people really enjoying it now on the PS5?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a known quantity. I mean, I don't see how they could have screwed that up.
Oh,
yes, I know they could have.
It's always possible. Wrong, but when has anybody ever made a bad Spider-Man game?
Yeah, but Insomniac, the recipe was there for them. They shifted the character. The world was already created. I mean, it seemed like it was an easy win.
Slam dunk, baby.
Else. Yeah.
Has anybody played the? Because I've got Miles Morales and I've got
Miles Morales.
Call of Duty Cold War. Has anybody played Cold War?
I played the alpha, but I wasn't sold on the multiplayer. I was bitten in the ass with Black Ops 4 because the zombies. I play COD mainly for zombies, and the zombies in Black Ops 4 was terrible. So I was like, nah, I'm done with COD.
I'm playing Call of Duty in order to watch Reagan commit war crimes in El Mazote. Sorry. Fuck that scumbag.
One game I was looking forward to this year that's not been mentioned was 12 Minutes. I mentioned
with Brad Pitt.
Man, I was gutted about this game not being released this year.
the reason I was so excited for my Series X was for the horror game The Medium, because it's composed by the guy who did Silent Hills 2.1.1. I think it was, it got changed to the date where Cyberpunk comes out, and it was like, did we release next to Cyberpunk?
Nobody's doing
so that. What kind of game is this thing you were talking about, 12 minutes? I don't know this.
Oh, it looks amazing.
It's someone stuck in a time loop, basically. You've got 12 minutes to play the game, so it's an interactive, narrative game about someone stuck in a time loop.
This is David Cage.
I think different clues unlock as you work through each different time loop. And is it your wife or husband that gets murdered, Stu, or something?
Yeah. So basically, it's like a top-down view. It's a really weird scenario. So basically, you're top-down of a whole apartment. So it's like apartment, kitchen, bathroom, bedroom. And each time this detective comes to the door, breaks the door down and shoots either the wife or the husband. I can't remember. Obviously, it's a while since.
And then you write tattoos all over your body so you can remember how to catch them.
No, well, you basically have to just try to stop it from happening every 12 minutes. So when that 12 minutes runs out, whatever you've learned in the last 12 minutes, you try and implement that in the next 12 minutes. So it plays out the same every time, depending on, but obviously different scenarios occur by you doing different things to try and stop it from happening.
Okay.
So it looks very interesting, I've got to say. I'm it's one of my anticipated games as well. It does look impressive. Duke sounds fine. Totally.
That's fine. More power to you.
But no, it looks cool. It looks cool.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're looking forward to it. I hope it's everything you want it to be.
I hope so, Duke. I hope so.
Yeah.
And it's no Rocket League.
It's definitely not Rocket League. Or Skyrim, for that matter.
Yeah.
Or Deathloop.
Or 30 Second Hero, whatever it was.
And the breaking news of Bridge Constructor with Walking Dead.
Well, obviously. I thought that's why we were all here, to talk about that.
I'm about to pay some fat stacks for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Destiny 2 Beyond Light.
Oh, can't wait.
I mean, Hitman 3 will be good, but it's Hitman 3. So, we played Hitman 1 and 2.
It's more Hitman.
They're doing the new Bond game there,
they
right?
They are. That'll
yes,
be
that's been announced.
Hopefully more espionage-based then. Hopefully.
When are they going to remake Quantum of Solace? That's what I want to know.
The character model and just do the same game.
Doesn't Hitman 3 have a VR mode this go
it
around?
Does, yeah.
So how is that going to work with PlayStation 5? Well, are you going to have to play the PlayStation 4 version?
I was going to say this earlier, but we moved on.
No, there is an adapter for the PlayStation.
Yeah, I have the adapter.
But I think you still have to play the PlayStation 4 version.
You're right. Yeah, you're totally right, yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I totally agree. Yeah. So you can't have the updated graphics or anything because it's in VR. It has to be on the oldest version, which is weird. Oh, you know,
strange.
Yeah, but I think like you said, I think it's interesting that there hasn't been any sort of announcement for VR on PlayStation 5 or an updated PlayStation 5 VR headset. It's just not happened, does it?
Well, they did make an announcement. Basically, they said they're taking a step back from VR, and they're not going to be releasing an update for PlayStation 5 or VR.
Not right away. I mean, isn't this a good way to get more news burst later on in the life of the console? Hey, look, I know y'all are upset, man. Don't worry, we got a new headset coming out.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that is the long term play. I don't know, but I mean,
don't believe the hype.
It felt like a bit of a stab to VR.
We'll wait and see how Oculus Quest 2 does, and whether this does change the world. And then maybe, they'll have their research bods all over it, sorting out a new headset anyway, won't they? They've got the plans.
Yeah, there's been quite a few patents, hasn't there, in the last 12 months or so. So they are, something's happening, stuff's being done, but whether anything physical will come out of that is anyone's guess.
Something's happening.
Something is happening.
Yeah, I kind of think with all these VRs and Oculus 2 and all of those Quest things that are coming out now, people say, is it that much different from the last one? Is it not just a hardcore that are keeping this going until someone like Facebook or takes
No, I think it's actually the opposite. I think the Oculus Quest 2 is more targeting more casual people because it's cheaper, isn't it? It's like, the mass and still cater towards the more hardcore players by having, better resolution and better sort of chip setting and all that stuff. But I think it is
they are trying to get that sweet spot of how much can they sell one of these things for and get more mass adoption, I guess.
I still want something that's like a pair of glasses rather than a penis on my head.
I have to say, I was playing,
me and Pete were playing table tennis on the old VR earlier. And it's a bit unrealistic because he beat me, but whatever, I don't want to talk about it. But I just find it really uncomfortable.
Even when I'm
playing poker and I'm just sitting there, I just cannot get comfortable with that fucking thing on my head. It's just not comfortable at all, ever.
Just sit in bed and do it?
No, I sit on the settee and play poker. I don't want to wake Tara up while I'm trying to look at my cards.
What we need is Jordy Lafarge glasses for VR. That'll make it.
Liquor in the front and poker in the rear.
She could do with the VR if that's the case. You know what you mean.
I had a quest. I replaced it with a Vive headstrap because I just could not handle the fucking normal quest one. It felt like the weight was just always going down towards me. The Vive balanced it out perfectly.
It's either too tight and it's cutting off the circulation in my head, or it's too loose and it's too wobbly. And I've heard that like the strap is pretty bad on the quest. So yeah, I've heard about it
personally.
Upgrading it and all sorts of stuff. But then I just like, can I be bothered? I don't know. So I struggle to get comfortable with it. I really, like, I put up
maybe
with it.
50 quid and get the better one.
Yeah, maybe. But like, to be honest, when I play poker the other night with Step J and Shun, like after about 2 hours, I'm done. It makes me really tired because you're looking at basically false information, even though it's 3D, but you're not really looking at real stuff. And I think it messes with my head, not in a motion sickness kind of way, just in a kind of like, I don't know, like a really jarring, like a lot of colors and contrast and I don't know. I just feel like I get like a headache and stuff when I play it.
It's really artificial as well, isn't it? It's not like it's real life looking at your living room or your loft conversion where we were playing table tennis in. And it is really artificial and you get really sucked into it and think that you're walking around or playing around that furniture. When we was playing table tennis and Tara jumped in and she was just like, oh my, it felt like she couldn't play a shot around over the table because she thought she was going to bump into it. And you do get sucked into it that much.
Well, it was weird. We played a little bit earlier as well, Pete, and there was one bit where you were avoiding the table. You literally avoided it because you thought you was going to walk into it.
Yeah. I'm just curious, Pete. I'm trying to picture, because the loft conversion idea, I mean, it sounds like you have that sort of pictured in your head that you're going to have the table tennis table in a big loft conversion. Would it have windows and a ventilation? And, you know, that sounds like a thing. I mean, 600 quid would buy you a lot of table tennis table and go a long way to getting your loft conversion.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be able to fly planes in VR.
Bongo. You think 600 quid would go a long way to a loft conversion?
No, to a table tennis.
The loft conversion. Like,
no, the loft conversion's there.
I don't know where it's coming from. Why not get a table tennis table?
You can buy a lot of ping pong balls and paddles.
Oh, man, you get all the balls.
Mike, two sheds chin, he could do anything. I put a fucking
Mike radiates.
Fraser's there, right? I swapped an old radiator with a new radiator.
This is only after you've been on your show, Fraser.
You are now, man. I'm sorry, you are now, man.
So
fuck. You tried to stick two shits together that weren't supposed to, Mike.
I did do that, but whatever. But I swapped it around, and then we had a new boiler, and the plumber came around and he went, "Fair play, I struggle with those radiators." And I went, "You fucking knew it.
You've fucked up there, mate. She doesn't expect you to do all sorts of shit now."
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
Gone too far.
So the only solution is that I'm going to chop off my hands.
I screenshotted your face that night when you changed that radiator, and you just look like a broken man. And I sent it into the WhatsApp group, and everybody else seen it, and you just look fucked. That radiator change has completely transformed you as a guy. I'm proud of you. Well done.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, man.
And I remember Stu saying, did you know how to drain the system? I went, no, but I did
And then
it.
Fill it back up again, because you've got to fill it back up. Once
but I did it.
It.
I did it. I don't know how I bled it and did it and I did it.
All right. So, unfortunately, the next big, big trip for us, we wanted to go stateside. Oi, Stubby. That's what you'd be called with no hands. Stubby. And the idea was that we could go to one of the big events over in
America. I got to watch this in VR.
Jesus. In America. So what do you think, Greg, Fraser? What do you think? I mean, Duke as well. Are those big shows in America, are they ended now? Because the London one, Birmingham one, is a more EGX will survive because it was a smaller show and it was more about the fans. But the big trade shows of old,
no, it's just taking a year off. They're going to be back next year, of course.
Yeah, I think this year the lack of shows actually kind of really made it stand out, the need for those shows. And so I think E3 will be back. I think EGX will be back. I fully expect we will get more PAX shows.
Yeah.
It felt
they'll be back.
Yeah, I mean you felt the vacuum of them not being there. The announcements coming from the companies felt very disjointed. They didn't feel any. There was no rhyme or reason why people were doing their announcements or when they were doing them. And as much as Jeff Keighley tried to corner the market on a virtual E3, it just did not go over well. And so I fully expect that it will come roaring back and people will welcome them back.
Well, I think for 2022, I wouldn't risk it for next year, but I think for 2022, we got to start to pencil something in there for an American
2022.
Trip.
2022.
Oh, well, we're going to America.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Greg,
that would be a sight. Yeah,
we're going to the farm. We're going to the farm.
Yeah, Duke's got a big enough property to house.
Yeah,
everybody.
Come on through, yeah. Chipmunk Hill, baby. Let's make it happen.
Tents for everybody.
Yeah, you can make chests for us all.
Yeah, exactly. I got a box. I make all kinds of boxes.
Start making us like shovel up the shit and do all the work on the farm. Yeah.
Oh, the Duchess just got two spreaders full of manure on the way.
Nice.
Yeah. You got to collect the eggs. Go and get the eggs. What's the matter with you?
Duchess does all that shit.
Gentlemen, we've been going for an hour and a half now. I think that's a lovely wrap up. I think we've had it's been nice to get together with everybody, remembering EGX, remembering Midlife Gamer, our friend, good friend Gary, and reminders about Extra Life and donations are still being able to be made there. It's extra-life.org and search for VG Hub. And you'll find us in there. And please donate. The money is going to kids. If you haven't made a fiver donation or tenner donation, please do so. Gentlemen, final words before we disappear off into the ether, before we meet and hug.
I'm a potato.
Imagine meeting now. We still have. I'm a hugger. I need to hug again. So I hope that we'll all be back.
Over the next 2 meters. Get back.
Yeah. Unclean shame. So any last words before we wrap this one up? Pete, let's work our way around the table here. Pete?
Just love you guys. I'm a newbie in this, as far as this group is concerned. You've all been together for years and years and years, and I've heard Mike talk about you guys for God knows how long, and how good you know your network is, and I'm so proud to be part of you now. So it's all love from me. You're ace. I'm glad to be a part of it, and it was 10 years too late for me. So it's one of them.
Nah, you're all right, mate.
Can I just ask you something? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. You may have noticed I snuck off. I've put stuff on the barbecue. So I'm going to, if you don't mind me just pushing through.
Barbecue in snow. What is the matter with you?
Yeah, well, it's been marinating all night.
No man's business.
So I just want to say thanks to everyone. Like, obviously, everyone who does content, who doesn't get paid for it, we all do it for the love of it. And I appreciate everyone who does it.
Chinny's getting paid.
It's
Patreon.
An amazing journey. Meeting you all and last year was amazing.
Give us some money.
It's great. So thank you very much. And you know, honestly, no, hand on heart, last year is really special. It was really special. So
it is.
Yeah, before I start choking up.
Yeah, because, don't well up, Mom. Jeez.
No, but it was. It was. It really was. So
we maybe didn't realize, appreciate it at the time as much as we should have done, given what's happened since. So
It took time to settle in, right? And to realize like how important it is, now. Right? So I think
especially
you know,
with Gary. Yeah,
for sure. Was, like that was really just yeah. Anyway, I'm off to cook my pork.
Yeah, oh, that's what you call it now.
Sorry, Chris, any last words there?
Please don't touch my floppy cock.
No, it's just been just to say it's been lovely to see you guys again. Yeah, I mean, even if it is like this, it's great to see your lovely faces and just to catch up a little bit. And
our lovely bums.
It's lush. It's lush. I love you all very much. And yeah, I hope
can't wait for that next moment in bed, can you?
I was trying to find the photos of us and Pelch.
Mate. I'll send it. Yeah,
those were solid. Those were solid.
I look forward to hearing the Anthony, Antonio.
This has been fun. It feels like catching up with the boys, and I really appreciate seeing the old me because I feel like every time we meet, I'm always in a different bit of my life, and like I'm a very different person. So hopefully, the next time I see you all in person again, I'll be a very different person.
Yeah, you're gonna be half robot. You're gonna have like a robotic exoskeleton next time. Clink clank.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's always great speaking to you guys. No.
And is the panda, another panda podcast? Is it still going? Is the panda guys?
I just do gabbing about movies mainly now, man.
Wow.
What movies did you gab about last time, Antonio? The most recent episode?
A couple days ago.
Yeah, what movies?
Go and find out. Gabbing about movies.
I know, I'm trying to give you a chance to promo your show. Damn.
The Ben Chill.
Told you.
Sorry, I was going to say jailbait, clickbait. Dan!
I'm a YouTuber. Wow. I need to keep
totally
these
different
for something.
Yeah.
Dan, it's been a tough out year for you. Memories from last year as well. So I'm going to leave you to the last, if you don't mind, so you can get thinking a wee bit as well. Yeah. Eric, you haven't been. Yes, you have, but Birmingham and that sort of stuff. Thank you for attending tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sorry, mate, you looked at a lot of photographs. We are waxing lyrical about
No,
stuff
it's fine. I'm just glad I got the printer fixed. Yeah.
Adam.
Pretty successful night for you, right?
Mr.
Borat 2, The Haunting of Bly Manor, Queen's Gambit, and more. For those who wanted to know what movies were being gabbed about on the most recent Gabbin movie.
Queen's Gambit is the shit, man. It's wicked.
It. Is it good?
Yeah.
It's a musical about the Wizard of Oz?
No. Chess.
Adam, plans for... Yeah, I've seen that advertised. Adam, plans for Midlife Gamer for ongoing for next year or whatever?
Yeah, I think because it will be essentially our 10-year anniversary of organising a get-together. So we have to do something. As long as we're through all of this, yes, we will be putting something together. But while I'm on here with you guys, just to say a big thanks to all the podcasters out there who sacrificed their time, put together some content for people just to engage with everybody and just make people forget about things just for that half hour, hour and a half, or whatever. It really does help. It really has helped me a lot personally. I know a lot of other people. It's seen us through some tough times. So thank you. Thank you all for everything that you do. And please just carry on. There are people out there who listen. There's a silent majority, I'm sure. But yeah, keep up the excellent work. Long may it continue.
Adam, all the best to the boys for us, please. Yeah. And again,
we'll do, of course.
The work you've done over the years and the entertainment we have derived from coming along with you. So,
thank you.
Greg?
Yeah, no, this has been fun. It's been memory lane. You know, my regret here, obviously, Adam and Eric not being part of EGX from last year. But
yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, you're part of a bucket list. Just consider yourself on the list.
That's right. I have so many buckets I want to own.
Don't go there. anyway, no, it's just I love this community. So at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. It's friendships that formed, unlikely as they are, because I mean we're thousands of miles away from one another. But here we are.
Brilliant, Greg. Brilliant. Stu?
Yeah, no, I just love all the memories. I love getting together with you guys. It's just been the weirdest year, I think we can all agree. You know, EGX for me is like the highlight of the year. And I know that the show itself, I'm always very critical of it, but the actual, the actual getting together though and meeting people and having fun, and it's just such a brilliant time. And the arcade club thing that which sadly didn't go ahead either this year. You know, it's just been a weird year, but hopefully next year, all being well. And, you know, just to say, by the way, I'm at the front of the queue for the vaccine, so I'm fine in December. So anyway, just, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be fine. But
I work from home. I'm fine forever.
There you go. But yeah, I can't wait to get together next year again. It's going to be
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Mike, you're doing your Extra Life thing very soon. Plug that again.
Yeah, so I'm doing that on the 5th of December. I'll be streaming it live in honor of Gary. So Greg has now upped the target to 3,500. So we smashed the target on his page. It was 2,500 before. Now it's 3,500. So we've got roughly about... what, like, yeah, 700, 800 to raise.
Oh, no, well, Chinny, I think you misheard him. He wants you to raise an extra 3,500.
No,
you
that's ridiculous.
Can do it.
That's ridiculous. no, so I'll be doing that on the 5th. So yeah, and I feel like, you know, because we haven't got together this year, it does feel like something's missing, you know, this year. You know, it feels like we haven't
proper.
I'll tell you in private, Antonio, what I miss particularly. No, it's just like the fact that we haven't got together, we haven't had that big meet up and that laugh that we all have.
Been drunk this year.
We haven't been drunk, and no. You know, I think we're all so used to things being weird, so it's okay. But I'm hoping, I'm optimistic, and I'm hoping by this time next year we'll be in a place. But I know Bongo said like maybe in another year, but I think this time next year. I think when everybody's kind of okay again, I think there's going to be this big surge of like people like, all right, let's do stuff. Let's survive. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that'll be timed quite right for this time next year. So. Yeah.
Dan.
Yeah. Wow. This feels weird. It really does. I guess I've got to mention Gary. Mainly what his mum told me. His trip to London meant so much to him, and he loved meeting all of you guys so much. He kept on talking about it. He was still talking about his trip to the UK when he was in hospital. So he loved you guys, and
we
love everyone you. That's donated. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Gary was the best, by the way. Gary, like meeting Gary was like, and we've known him for years online, but meeting him was like, oh my God, he's just so much better in person meeting him. Obviously it's tragic what's happened, but I think I consider myself lucky to have met him, you know, and we had that chance, and he had that chance to come over and visit England and everything. So it's a really special time last year, and I will make that fucking video, Dan, I promise. Gary's like, you make it shit, is it, you know? So I will get onto it, but the first thing I see when I edit the footage, I open up the project file, the first clip that I record when we're at EGX is Gary. So it's really hard to kind of go back to it.
Thank God you don't do it backwards, Mike.
I know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Look, you know what? Gary is here. He's with us and present in this community. He will always be part of it. I love the fact that we have him in our intro to the Overseas Connection podcast, and that will always be. And he will always be part of us. So again, lovely. Anyway, this has been not the EGX show. We've had veteran gamers here, Boss Wave. We've had Antonio. We've had Fraser and ourselves.
And the Overseas Podcast.
Course, Adamski from the Midlife Gamers. So just everybody, the vghub.net is where to go. You'll find all our stuff.
If
go
you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called vghub.net.
Go there. We will all be back in our respective places this time next week. Thank you very, very much for listening. Enjoy your consoles. Have a safe and wonderful gaming week.
Thanks for hosting, Bongo.
For listening in.
Cheers, guys. Bongo.
The end of the show. You fucking pricks. turn the podcast off. Oh, wait, you don't need to do that because it'll turn off when it ends. Why don't you listen to another podcast, you ungrateful fuckers? So there you go.
Best sound clip ever.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Real are for old people.
Some talk about
too
RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.